And now we go over to our friend, film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Right now he's in Cannes, following the ongoing International Film Festival there. The festival is due to end on Sunday the 24th of May, with the prize-giving ceremonies, the main award being the Palme d'Or. Okay, Peter, so in Cannes today, in the middle of the glittering Cannes Film Festival, quite a high-powered lineup of competitors. Would you like to tell me who the big names are?
Well, you're right, Linda. It's an enormous lineup of famous directors this year. I should say the critics at Cannes and of Cannes are never happy. And there's always something wrong with the selection, and usually something wrong with the opening film. But they tried last year to be a bit more innovative and have lesser-known directors, so that got criticised. 2 years ago, for the 50th anniversary, they invited a lot of winners back. That actually went over not too badly, so I'm presuming they have that in mind, because this year the selection is, as you say, rather high-powered, and I think more than half the directors represented in the main competition have actually won before.
They look as though they're actually Oscar winners, a lot of them, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, at the top of my list is Pedro Almodovar.
Right.
He won, actually, in 1999 for All About My Mother, got the best director. And also his Bad Education was the opening film in 2004. So he's a bit of a Cannes favourite. His Volver did an interesting thing a couple of years ago. Penelope Cruz was the main actress, as she is in his film Broken Embraces this year.
So it's Broken Embraces this year.
Yes.
¡Pare!
¿Dónde vas?
Te dejo con esto.
Por favor, Lena.
Adiós.
Lena, escúchame. Lena.
But she didn't get the acting award just by herself. They gave it to the whole ensemble of women actors in the film. So Almodovar will certainly be welcomed as usual.
And his women.
And his women. Penelope Cruz again. And now she has an Oscar for appearing in a Woody Allen film.
Right.
So she's got some status internationally, apart from all the Spanish and Italian awards that she in fact has won.
Who else is on the top of your list?
Well, Jane Campion originated from New Zealand and then moved to Australia. So I thought I'd impartially mention her.
I'll never forget that beautiful film, An Angel at My Table, I think it was called.
An Angel at My Table, yes, and she also had a winning film with The Piano. So this time she's here with a film made in Britain, and it's a biography of Keats. It may not be a long film because he didn't live all that long, but it's a romance about the romantic poet Keats. That's called Bright Star. And the rather wispy Ben Whishaw, who was in Brideshead Revisited as Sebastian, is going to be Keats. So I think we can look forward to that, a bit of English culture.
Absolutely. A film for my heart, for sure. I see Ang Lee is also one of the competitors.
Ang Lee is one of the most unpredictable directors I've ever come across. That he made his films in Taiwan, and they were very Chinese, The Wedding Breakfast and things like that. And then suddenly he's making Sense and Sensibility, so a Chinese interpreting Jane Austen and making a success of it. He did The Civil War with Ride with the Devil, and he tried The Hulk, which wasn't so good, and Brokeback Mountain, of course, and Lust Caution. This one's about the Woodstock Festival, of all things, so called Taking Woodstock.
Look at this. Some hippie thing's going to get cancelled unless they find a new place for the concert.
Wow, Janis Joplin.
Grateful Dead, The Who.
Well, the locals killed it.
Bummer, man.
Can you connect me with something called the Woodstock Ventures?
So I haven't seen it yet, but who knows with Ang Lee. He certainly is a man of wide range.
Could be fun, I think. And what about, I see here, Alain Resnais?
Well, he's only about 87 this year.
Yes.
So he has been around quite a long time. I liked his earlier films more than some of his more recent ones. He's become very soft and romantic in the more recent years. So perhaps I'm longing for, you know, the back in the days of Hiroshima Mon Amour.
Yes.
And last year at Marienbad. The only trouble is they're about 50 years ago, so it's I think we need to acknowledge what he's doing in his 70s and 80s. But yes, he'll be there as well.
Who else would you like to pick out?
Well, we'd better mention that the UK is represented by Andrea Arnold with a film called Fish Tank.
Get some clothes on, man.
I've got some clothes on.
You're half naked.
You don't normally care.
Yeah, well, I do now, so get dressed.
She won a jury prize a couple of years ago with a Scottish story called Red Road. Came at an angle. People weren't expecting it, but she received great praise. So she's here. Ken Loach is here as well. And he's got one about football. I think his writer, the Scots Paul Laverty, must like football because a couple of years ago, Loach contributed to a portmanteau film called Tickets. And he had a group of young Scots going to Italy to watch a football match. So this Looking for Eric happens to be the player Eric Cantona, who's appearing as himself.
Sometimes we forget that you're just a man.
I'm not a man. I am Cantona.
It's a contemporary quest, one might say, in elevated language, looking for a football star.
I see here that another controversial director is present, and that's Lars von Trier with a film called Antichrist.
You have to have the courage to stay in the situation that frightens you.
Do you love me? Do this. The ground is burning.
The ground is not
burning. Oh, yes. As soon as I saw that on the list, I thought, what is he up to this time?
Yes.
The interesting thing about Lars von Trier is that in the late 90s, he became a Catholic. What kind of Catholic? Nobody is too sure, because he's certainly an eccentric type. But again, he's been popular at Cannes. I don't know whether you ever saw Breaking the Waves from the late 90s.
I will never forget that film.
Yes, he certainly makes an impact. Dramatic stories, the human condition, suffering women. But that continued. He won with a film which I don't like at all, with what's her name?
Nicole Kidman. Oh, with Bjork, no. Dancing in the Dark.
I've seen it all. I have seen the trees. I have seen the willow leaves.
I must say, I really didn't like that one. But anyhow, he got the Palme d'Or for that. But in the meantime, yes, he met up with Nicole Kidman and they made Dogville.
That's right.
And she couldn't go into the sequel. And that was called Mandalay. So he's certainly very striking, very different.
Does he still adhere to is it called the Dogma 4 principles?
No, I think he's moved away. Well, I'm sure that he would say, yes, he does, but he's moved away. I think that with some of his films, he's allowed for artificial lighting and sound and some of the less strict interpretation of his purest dogma principles.
I've zoomed into the closing film, which I would love to see.
Yes, I don't know much about that one, but
I don't either. It's just the title has really struck me. Coco Chanel and
Igor
Stravinsky.
Yes. Yes, I'm not sure, though, they were making a film with Audrey Tautou about Coco Chanel.
Now, she was the Amélie, wasn't she?
She was, yes.
Yes.
And she was also in The Da Vinci Code.
That's right.
But whether this is the one, I'd need to look up the books because it's coming at the end. So, yes, it's the closing film with a bit of fashion and style, I suppose.
Okay.
Before that, we're going to see Terry Gilliam's film, The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus, and it's being advertised, as it is, as Heath Ledger's last film. I'm sure there'll be a run on that, but I see that it has been...
I thought his last film was the one he actually won an Oscar for.
No, he was filming this one when he died.
Right.
And so they reinvented aspects of the screenplay so that other actors could do the part that he was doing, and Colin Farrell, Jude Law and Johnny Depp are all performing this character that basically is the Heath Ledger character in it. How that'll work out, we'll have to wait till the end of the week to see.
Okay, Peter. Well, I can't wait to speak to you when you're back from Cannes, then.
I'll be able to tell you about the Heath Ledger film next time.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Linda.
Bye-bye.